You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Sometimes these problems, this people having problems with another person. And that's the case this time, only it's somebody having a problem with a 16-year-old. And it's not even their 16-year-old.
Excellent.
Let's get right to it. This is from Michael. And Michael, the way he wrote it, this makes me laugh. He says, okay, boys, help me with this. My daughter had some friends over this weekend. They're all 15 and 16 years old. One of the 16-year-olds was wearing a Van Halen t-shirt.
Yes.
And I told her how cool I thought it was. I was also really happy that a 16-year-old liked Van Halen. Michael writes, so I asked her about the band and said something about how sad it was that Eddie Van Halen had died. And she said she had no idea what I was talking about.
What?
And then Michael put this next sentence in all caps. She has never heard a Van Halen song in her life. He says, I just stared, dumbfounded. I love that word. Later, I asked my wife if she thought that was okay to wear a t-shirt of a band you've never listened to. Worse, she didn't know anything about Van Halen. He goes, I think that is fraud. And then he puts, my wife thinks it's fine because it's fashion. I am appalled. Then he goes, what do the boys say and what about your listeners? That is from Michael.
Oh, Michael. All fired up over Van Halen.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, come on.
Might as well jump.
I don't even know who the band is. I just like the graphic logo on the front. I'm okay with it.
I understand the fashion part of it.
Yeah, it's all fashion. You look kind of retro, I guess.
You're just a poser, though.
You're a poser, but we're all posers in one way or another,
I think. That's like you putting the ski stickers on your car when you've never been skiing in your life.
Exactly. I think we are all posers.
We all disagreed with that, too. We thought that was
wrong. I even disagree with it. But hey, it made you look cool, you know, and that's all that matters. Just make sure you look cool around your friends.
Everything is surface and shallow, right? I
Absolutely.
Just want to look like I like Van Halen, but 100%. I don't know anything about them.
Yes, all day long. And, you know, companies are making big business on this. I know you can go wander into a Target, and they have an entire graphic tees section now with all sorts of bands that nobody knows, you know, who they are now if you're young and you're buying a Prince t-shirt or something like that. It's big business. You wander into a Hot Topic. Oh, my God, the entire wall is a bunch of old school bands that none of these kids know who they are. So
I would think that a lot of the kids at least know who they are. Maybe they heard the music from their parents. Even if it's not your favorite band, I do kind of agree with Michael that you should at least have a sense of who the band is and maybe at least know one or two of their songs.
I guess. I mean,
come on.
There's been a couple instances where I've seen kids like Reed's age, you know, he's the 11, in Beatles t-shirts, and I've asked them, like, hey, name one of those guys on your shirt right now, and they can't, which I find it's just funny to me. I'm like, okay, I get it. But then, like, I won't wear, like, sports stuff. I have a very hard time wearing any, like, Broncos gear or hockey gear or anything because people have done that to me. They'll come up and be like, who's the coach? You know, who's, you know, such and such, you know, position? And I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah, but that didn't stop you on Monday. You were wearing a Broncos shirt.
I know, but that was just to jack with one of our employees who's a big San Francisco 49ers fan. That's the only reason I wear it. And then people pointed that out. They're like, you don't like sports. And then my comeback to that always is this was a gift, which it truly was. Somebody gave me that Broncos shirt. That was the only reason I have it.
But the difference here is that you know who the Broncos are, and you have sat this year even and watched some of the games. So you get
I still couldn't name you five players on the Broncos team. I really couldn't.
But you have watched them play. So, like, if this 16-year-old had at least seen a music video of the band or listened to one song, then it's okay. But to have No idea.
You got to go a little deeper than just knowing one song and knowing the lead singer, I think. If you're going to rock a band t-shirt and promote the band, you've got to know more than one song and one band member.
I think it's, I agree with Michael. It's fraud. It's you're a poser. Like, I like AC/DC because look at my shirt. Oh, yeah? Can you name one of their songs? No. But don't you think I look cool in this shirt? There are plenty of cool shirts you can wear without being a fraud.
Yeah.
I'm agreeing with Michael. Are you disagreeing with us?
I don't know where I sit on this. I am going back and forth this whole time, aren't I?
Yes, you are. You're waffling, and I don't like that.
I think I'm going to be okay. I'm going to be okay with it because I do occasionally wear my Bronco shirt. Just because I've been there. I've done this.
We're already getting text messages. By the way, the phones are open. We do want you to be passionate about this and call us because this is important stuff.
Yeah, please call us.
303-691-1MIX. That's how you reach us. 303-691-1649. If it has to be a text, okay, but we do prefer calls. Amber in Frederick sent us a note, and she says, as a music teacher, I tell my students if they cannot name a song or at least one band member, they can wear it, but not proudly.
Oh, my gosh.
What does that mean?
What does that mean?
Here's Jennifer. She says, good morning, boys. I'm a high school teacher. I see this all the time. My first question to the kids is, do you know who you are wearing? If they say no, I play a song for them.
Oh, there you go. Here, let me help you out.
And then she goes, LOL, teens. That's Jennifer from Aurora. That's pretty funny.
Alex says it's lame to wear gear representing when you don't know who they are.
It is lame.
Don't they question what they are putting on?
I'm not saying you have to be the biggest fan in the world. You at least have to have a passing knowledge of the band.
I like his last part. Don't they question what they're putting on? You would think they would like to know a little background on what they're wearing.
No, it's all superficial. It's superficial. They don't care.
He also called them poopy posers.
Oh, I like that a lot.
Thanks, Alex.
I'll give you a ding for that one, Alex. By the way, those of you who are on hold, don't hang up. We're going to take a quick break. Then we're going to come back and put you on the line with us. Your calls are next.
Natural hormone replacement therapy. Call 720-443-5700 or visit hormonehealthtest.com and get your free assessment today.
Dom and Jeremy.
I've seen your faces on the podcast.
On Mix 100.
You guys look even better than I thought you would.
Really? Yeah.
We're about 20 minutes away from today's Mindbender, but the bumper music here from the iconic band Van Halen.
So good.
And that is behind this note that we got from Michael, who says over the weekend, his daughter had some friends over. They're all 15 and 16 years old, and one of the 16-year-olds was wearing a Van Halen t-shirt, and he was like, cool. So he started talking to her about it and said, oh, isn't it a shame? Eddie Van Halen passed away. He goes, the 16-year-old... had no idea who Van Halen was.
What? Who's that?
And she'd never heard a song, didn't know any of the band members, and he goes, this is fraud.
So bad.
His wife says it's totally fine, that it's just fashion to relax. He's like, I think you should at least have a passing knowledge of the band. I'm on Michael's side. Jeremy is wishy-washy.
I'm going back and forth a little bit, because I've done this before, so I'm, you know, it's hard to say don't do this when I've done it.
Tina sent a funny text. Her line was, what kind of parenting is going on? Everyone should know Van Halen.
Everyone. We went to a Van Halen concert, didn't we? That was years ago.
Yeah, we did.
We went.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Diamond Dave had his shirt off, too. And even at age 50-something.
Pretty jacked.
All the women in our group were like, oh, my God. Jammed phone lines. We're going to try to take as many as we can, so we'll go through these pretty quickly. Hi, Melissa. Good morning.
Good morning.
So is this fraud, or are you okay with it?
I'm a waffling hypocrite. Because when I see teenagers, I'm the exact same way. I'm like, AC/DC, name me a song. But I have a six-year-old daughter who I dress with my taste, and she has a Pink Floyd t-shirt, AC/DC, Beatles, and... Except for the Beatles, she couldn't tell you a song or anything.
Right. So I always laugh when I see that.
Limit.
When the little kids are wearing the band t-shirts.
Hold on just a second, Melissa.
I always laugh at that when I see the little kids wearing the band t-shirts around. Because I feel like the same way. It's like the kid doesn't know what they're wearing.
We got to run, Melissa. Thank you for that great call. I will agree with her about the age limit. If you're 5 or 6, it's cute. If you're 15 and 16, now suddenly you need to know.
Do some research. Ask Alexa to play a song.
I love how she's a waffling hypocrite. That's funny. Hey, Tina, good morning. What do you think about this?
Good morning. So I missed the original story the first time, but I have very strong feelings about this. Yes, the kid should be able to wear the shirt. It's annoying for people who are fans of the band, but for two reasons. First reason is for smaller bands. Merch is the number one way that those bands make their money. They get the greatest percentage. Mm-hmm. So I always support buying merch for bands. But two, I think the only thing worse than a poser is someone who assumes something about somebody. And I listen to a lot of hard rock, and I get a lot of comments about shirts that I wear all the time about my favorite bands, but people assume that I don't know their music because of me being a woman or how I look.
Yeah, well, good for you. Keep rocking it, yeah. Tina. Thank you for that call. Well said. I agree with her also about the smaller bands.
They make a lot of money doing that.
Like, if I see you and you're wearing a Dandy Warhols or a Spoon or an OK Go shirt, then I'm like high-fiving you. Well, no, I don't high-five, do I?
No, you'll give him a little nod. A little wink. A little twinkle in your eye.
But I don't think Van Halen
Why do we get so upset about this, though, honestly?
They're not hurting
Why
for
are we
cash.
Getting so upset about this?
Because things are important,
you
Jeremy.
You just glance and you're like, okay, I'm going to move
the
on with my life.
The more you let little things slide by, the more it builds
this
up.
This is not life-threatening. It doesn't affect you. It doesn't affect your family.
This is way more important than anything
just
else that's going on
in the
world.
Give it a little, chuckle and be like, all right.
No.
What a dork.
Hi, Julia. Good morning. Julia.
Hello.
Hi. What do you think about this?
Well, I personally don't care if they choose to wear it or not, but I think from the kid's perspective, I would want to know what the band's about because I'm representing it, and I could not agree with their songs, but I'm walking around with their emblem on my shirt. I think that's crazy.
See, that's
yeah, but that involves
point.
Effort, and you know, kids nowadays
certainly don't want anyone making any effort. Julia, that's
so
a great
effort.
Point, though. What if the band is advocating stuff that you are opposed to?
Right, that's where the research comes in. You gotta,
know that a way bit. Of thinking. Mm. Time for one more quickly. Here's Paula. Paula, good morning. Hello, going once.
Is it Paula or this is Colin?
Oh, Colin.
Colin. Thank you, Josh. Paula, Colin.
Put Paula
you know,
on our screen. He's
Colin, what do you think?
The thing that made it really hard was I was driving my daughter to high school right now. She's sitting there wearing a Rolling Stones t-shirt, and she just calls it the Lips and Tongue shirt, along with her friends. So I'm sitting here in this dilemma right now. I just dropped her off before I called. I ask her all the time, do you even know who the Rolling Stones are? She says,
does she?
Who?
Who?
Yeah.
No,
the Who? No,
a
different
no
band.
No, exactly. Her and her friends have no idea who they are. I've tried to teach her who they are, but they just think the shirt is neat because they like the logo. And
lips and tongue, man.
Her and her two best friends wore the exact same shirt today, and none of them have ever listened to a Rolling Stones song. So, in my opinion, I absolutely think it's just ridiculous, but the way they look at it is, oh, it's just a shirt with a...
They just like the look of it. They don't even know what it means or anything. Wow.
It's another great point. Colin / Paula, thank you for the call, my friend.
You're welcome.
See you later, dude.
Have a great day.
Wow.
This is pretty funny. They didn't sign their name to it, but text from 2897 says, it's people like that cursed the band in the first place, so they broke up, and it probably caused Eddie's death.
Oh, my God.
Okay, all right.
There was one that came in a few minutes ago, too, that was putting the onus on the cashier, essentially, that the cashier needs to give these kids a pop quiz before they buy these tees.
Oh, yeah. I'm
like a three questions type thing. And then if they can't answer, one out of the three questions correctly, then they can't buy the shirt.
Oh, my God.
That's kind of funny.
Joyce from Denver says she does one of the same things. She goes, since I buy all of my teenagers' clothing, I will ask them if they know who they are and what is at least one song they play or like before I will buy it. My teen has a very wide taste in music, so they normally can answer my question. Here's what I know about this. The whole subject is hilarious to me. And thank you for letting us have some fun with it. I know some people who are texting in have taken it a little too seriously.
Yeah, if no, this is just tell for fun.
Couldn't tell that tongue was firmly in cheek when I said it was the most important issue in the world, I can't help you.
Yeah, these are people that are really fired up about the band shirts.
However.
And again, why?
However.
Move on.
Bottom line is, I still do agree with Michael. I think it's fraud. I will just quietly sit and judge.
Yeah.
Except when the radio is turned on and the microphone is on, then I will vocally judge. Yes.
I think I'm going to go with, I'm fine with it.
Of course you would.
I think I'm fine with it. Sometimes you just see something that looks kind of cool and you want to rock it. So,
hey, listen, quick note, too, to everyone who is texting in. I don't think there's any way we can respond to all of these today because this created a tsunami of text messages. So just know that we love you and we appreciate your comments. We will try to write back to as many as we can.
And if you can pull it off, even you have a band t-shirt, wear a band t-shirt today and send us a picture of it on our text. All right. Maybe we'll post it on our Facebook. Wear your band shirts today.
The Mindbender is coming up next. It's Good Mindbender. This one, the women are in the spotlight with today's Mindbender. That's coming up next. We got a traffic update now.
Finally starting to get some...